Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is where you at. And give you the sounds of Vashon Michelle, Joy. And I hope that your joy is restored this morning. If you are going through something that is like really hard, may the Lord Holy Spirit hug you. May he be your comforter. Remember that he is a comforter. And yes, may he like really comfort you and walk with you on this journey. I'm joined by my queen. Hey, in the marketplace. I'm excited. Okay. You make me sing. I don't know why, but you have that effect on me, my queen. I. How are you, ma?
I'm very well, thanks, Sibongile, and good morning to all the Radio Pulpit listeners and also to the IMS community. I'm very well. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored.
And I think you and I should fast for the technology, right? Yeah, you and I need a fasting. We need to go to the mountain.
No. Completely. I think our message is very serious.
Yeah.
That is why the enemy has to resist us every single time.
Yeah. But I'm so glad that you're here and we are back on the spheres of influence. We are on part two. Are we going to take them piece by piece, one by one, or where are we going today? Can you lead us on that?
Yeah, no, I'm going to speak across the seven spheres of influence, but it's more about how do people show up in those spheres of influence? How do believers come at it? Where do they function, locating themselves on which sphere of influence they're in? So that is really what I'm going to be talking about today.
Can you take us through it, my queen?
Yes. So I want to first start with a scripture so that people can understand how important it is when we are showing up in these different spheres of influence.
Okay.
So can we read Ephesians? You know, I always want to read the word. So when we are offline, people can go back and read and say, you know, this is what they were talking about, but where is it in the word? And that is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to read Ephesians 4 from verse 11, where the Bible talks about how Jesus, head of the church, has given the church gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And these gifts are to equip us for the work of ministry. And it says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro from and carried around by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things. We may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, and it causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So that is the word of the Lord for us this morning, that there are gifts that have been given so that we can be equipped to do the work of ministry, so that we, the whole body, may be joined and knit together. And that is what the spheres of influence are about, that we should be knit together by what every joint supplies. Every single person that God has called, that has been saved, has a place and a space in the body of Christ, and they have a role, they have a part to play, they have a contribution to make. But at the moment, we see that maybe 5%, 10% of the body of Christ is really switched onto that, and the 90% are just going to work every day, coming, waiting for Sunday. Waiting for what? What are you waiting for, child of God? I'm speaking to you this morning. What are you waiting for?
Pause a little bit, my queen. I have a question here from a family member who wants to know, what's the difference between the talent and the gifts?
Talents are something that is like a natural inclination that you have. It's not something that you have gone to study. It's just a natural, you know, some families have got the talent of music or certain sports. They are just good at it. And so we sometimes even call it about genetics. that in that family people can sing. In that family, you will see them being good sports people in that family. So that is a talent that God, that's the talent that is in that family. And then the spiritual gifts are what we see, I generally say, what we see in 1 Corinthians 12. Something that God has given you specifically that you need to discover, you need to develop, that you then need to deploy so that you can be a blessing to others.
Alrighty then. We can continue, my queen.
Okay, so so I'm coming to switch on the rest of the 90% who are listening to me, who may be even on their way to the marketplace, who may be in the marketplaces this morning, to say that you have a role to play. It says here the whole body should be joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. So just maybe from the question that we were asked now, the person who talked about the gift and the talent, what is your gift and talent, and what do you believe is the place that God has created for you? On which mountain or where has God given you influence? Where are you operating every day where God wants those gifts, those talents, and those abilities to come through? How can you be a blessing? How can you serve God? How can you serve mankind here on the earth with what God has given to you? So that is what we are wanting to do, to awaken you to say, this is where you are operating at the moment. What is the impact that you're creating there? This is where you're operating, and looking around, what? Why do you think God has even created this profession in the world? If you look at doctors, why are they here? If you look at engineers, what is it, what gift did God give that profession? If you're an HR person, like myself, I must always make that example. Why am I there in every company? What is it that God wants me to do to bring transformation, to bring reconciliation? Because it says we are ambassadors to bring reconciliation between God and men.
Yeah.
What am I to do there as an HR professional, as a marketing professional? Maybe you are an IT professional listening to me this morning. What is it that you think God wants you to do in your mountain, in your sphere of influence?
Sure. Alrighty then. So you were about to tell us about how we should show up when we show up in these. And I remember that you always mention, you never forget to remind us that this is the most spiritual place ever. And others come prepared. So it's very important how you show up. What does that mean?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. So, and this is what I mean by igniting. This is what I mean by really reflecting on why you are there. Because the marketplace is a spiritual environment. People think it's a where you have a person who's got resources, where you've got somebody who's in control of the company, of that environment, then it means it's a spiritual environment because people are inherently spiritual. Even us as believers, the first thing that God deals with us, what do we call being born again? He regenerates our spirit so that we can connect to him. The Bible says he was dead in his trespasses and sin. God has made alive in Christ. So you are not made alive in your flesh because that's something that you work out all the time. You are not made alive just with your mind. Your spirit first is ignited. And when we are then showing up, understanding we're in a spiritual environment and we are spiritual people, so we should show up spiritually. And I can bet you, Sibongile, people listening to me this morning, they just apply for a job, they send in their CV, they send in their qualifications, and when they're operating, when they even arrive at the job, they don't understand how important it is for them to know, like, Lord, thank you for placing me here. Why did you put me here? Lord, what is it that you want me to accomplish? Father, what is my assignment in this place? And then the heaven's resources are available to you because you know you're on assignment. I talk about being in the marketplace is not where we go to make a living. It's where we go to make a difference. The money, the resources, the vehicle that God uses, that company, that job, that business is merely the vehicle that God will use to bring the resources to you. But you are there on assignment. So you need to always understand, Father, how am I showing up? How am I going to create impact here? How do people know? And we're not saying go and preach there. We say when you go there and you show up excellently, that is how people will know. And
I was coming to that. I was coming to that because Ma said, show up spiritually. I'm like, oh, does it mean that we have to be praying throughout? So you are, you are.
No, so you see, Sibongile, even when we come on radio, you just started by talking about how we have to go and fast about the technology, right?
Yeah.
So the enemy knows that we are going to give a message to many people. We are going to encourage and motivate many people.
Yeah.
So he is fighting us all the time. So it may, and we shouldn't be laughing about this and joking about this. We should go and pray and fast about this.
Yeah.
Because the marketplace is a spiritual environment.
Yeah.
And many people, sometimes I, as an HR, I will set up an interview for you. That person has been praying. That person has been crying about the job. When it is time for them to go and occupy the job, a whole host of things go wrong. There are people that I know on the day when they're supposed to make a very important presentation, their laptop crashes. The printer doesn't work. Those things cannot happen on the day at the most important moment. It's because that environment is a spiritual environment. So if you don't come there spiritually, if you are not backed up by God, other people are backed up by spirits. And I always say, whilst you are busy with typing your CV, those people are at their altars. They are praying. Are fasting. That things should go wrong for you and things should go right for them. So you must also have wisdom to say, it's more important that I engage God, that I engage the Holy Spirit, that I'm in the Word, so that nothing can go wrong with this blessing that God has brought my way. But there are many disasters because we go there not spiritually.
So
yet we are in a spiritual environment.
So what we do is that we are presenting our CVs and we are presenting our excellence, but qualifications and all, forgetting that somebody said this. Now I'm reminded, there's this guy who says it's so dangerous to go out there without even being covered by the Lord, covering yourself, you know, having been covered and wearing the armor as well. And he says, because people use, I'm sorry, I know you love the color, says people bath in pink waters, people, and I'm wearing pink today, and I'm wearing pink.
Me too.
And he says, people bathe in pink waters they swallow things, and you don't play, you are playing a dangerous game. You are playing
We are playing a dangerous game. Absolutely. You see there, it even talks about the cunning craftiness, the deceit, the trickery of men, the winds of doctrine. You know, Jesus was with his disciples. Let me just say this to those who are listening.
Yeah.
Jesus was with the disciples and they just had a mighty miracle. And then Jesus said to them, let's go over to the other side. And Jesus said, go ahead. Jesus left them after feeding the 5,000. And then he went to pray. They went on the boat across, and in the middle there was a storm. They are with Jesus. They just had one miracle. And now Jesus says, let's go to the other side. He didn't say we'll just stay on the sea. He says that we have a destination. But when they go according to the word of the Lord, here a storm arises. From where? In the middle of the night, the storm arises. And they see then Jesus walking on the water and coming towards them. So, saints of God, when we say the marketplace is a spiritual environment, we are saying there's somebody worshipping ancestors there. There's somebody busy with crystals. There's somebody who's throwing salt around. There is somebody who, there are, it's such a spiritual environment, and money itself is spiritual. So if you are going to the place to extract money and resources, money is spiritual. That's why the Bible also tells us that where your heart
is, then your treasure will
where your treasure is, your heart will be there. So if we just go there for money and our hearts are there, we cannot expect God to back us up. Our heart must be for God and on the things of God, and the money will follow the faithfulness, the excellence, the posture that we have in the marketplace.
So
having the fruit of the Spirit,
That
is what the money will follow.
All right.
But we want to go there with the CV when it's a spiritual environment.
So what do we do? We ask God for a spirit of excellence in that space. We prepare, we go out, and we show forth excellence in that space. Like your Daniel, like your Joseph.
Yes, absolutely. Before we even show excellence, you must go with God.
Okay.
That is the starting point. That is the starting point. You see, the disciples, as I said, they went over by themselves. And then Jesus went to pray. Then Jesus came afterwards and they said, this is a ghost on the water. But they, when you are going, go with God. Don't even start the assignment. When you go into your workplace, Lord, thank you that you said you will never leave me nor forsake me.
Right.
Lord, thank you that you said you will be with me always. Before I even go to do the work with my mind, to do a spirit of excellence, I must know that God is with me, because I can't in crisis just call on God. No, I must know that God is with me. He is going to see me through whatever my assignment is today, the presentation that I have to do. Maybe I'm a finance person, I have to give in a report.
Yeah.
Maybe you, like yourself, you're a radio presenter. You have a very important person who's coming today. Lord, thank you that you are with me. Thank you that you never leave me. Thank you that I can never even go into this place. You've created this space for me. You have created this place for me. And the Bible says, even Joseph, that his boss saw that God was with him, and his boss then promoted him.
Here's a family member.
The boss didn't first see that he was excellent, he was doing good. He says, even Potiphar saw that God was with him, and that everything that Joseph did prospered.
Yeah.
That is how we go first.
Okay. Here's a family member. Here's a family member who says, Sibongile and Mamuchumi, thank you so much for the topic today. I never even worry myself about others. I never think about others when I go there. I tell myself I know who I am and I know who's with me.
Amen.
Did you hear that, Ma?
He knows his identity, and he knows the identity of the God that is with him.
Yeah.
Oh my, you have blessed my soul this morning.
Yeah. So you walk in confidence. I can even see that step.
Thank you. That is it. And that is our first confidence. Before the point that you were making, Sibongile, to say when we are there, let's turn up with the spirit of excellence. Is first, the God we serve is with us.
Yeah.
So where, you know what the Lord said to Joshua? Wherever your feet shall tread, where he was going, even the Israelites, when they were going, the Jews, when they were going and they were going to the promised land, they had to know that God was with them, because every place they went through, God dealt with their enemies round about. Those people were in Goshen. They were not fighting anyone. So they were not going to be able to even fight somebody on someone, all the nations on their way to the promised land. But they had to know that God was with them. So that is the most important thing. So even in the spheres of influence, you must know that God is with you, because some environments are very contentious. There's people in mining. You're in the mining industry. There are big people around you. There are people doing all manner of sacrifices, doing all manner of things to win in the marketplace, and you don't go with God. You're even your excellence first. You may be an excellent person. You may even be the best person, but we have an enemy that wants to block you because they know you are with God. So if you go with God first, that will give you the space and then the opportunity for you to show up with a spirit of excellence.
Sure. And then show up with excellence. And especially, I think we've spoken about this some time back, that not all spheres, not all marketplaces, are where it's not all where the people are allowed to even share about their religion or share about Christ in those spaces. But your excellence will show. Your manner of how you show up, it will show who you're walking with.
Absolutely. And that is what the story of Joseph. It says his boss, Joseph wasn't preaching, Joseph was doing his work very well. His boss then saw that, but this guy, everything he touches in this house, this place is flourishing. This place, I'm prospering even more. Now I'm putting everything under his control. Because he first recognized that there's something with this person. There's something that he's the work is well, but on top of just the work he's doing, I myself as the boss, I'm now prospering. My company is now prospering. I'm getting more clients. There's something that is with this person. There is someone that is with this person. And the Bible says, he says, he knew that God was with him. And that is where he put everything under Joseph's
control. How do we change our minds around these spheres of influence? Because you grow up, you go to the school systems that teach you to just excel with your CV, excel with your qualifications. You go to tertiary, it's still the same, where you are empowered to show forth the CV and not even seeing it as a calling. And I remember a group of young people where God said to them they were in tertiary and they thought they are misplaced because they felt like they were supposed to be in Bible school and yet they were in tertiary doing other courses, your accountings and engineering and all. And the Lord said, I want you in those spheres because that's where you're going to influence. How do we change our minds as the body of Christ? Because I think these are the things we need to instill in our children when they are young, to know that wherever you are going, know that it's a calling. You are called to that space. That's your pulpit. Absolutely. That's where you should show forth Christ.
Absolutely.
How do we deal with our minds?
I think the first thing is that we should know the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Okay.
So first of all, the whole earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell in it. So that we must never restrict ourselves to say God just wants us in the church, this side, in this spiritual space. God just, no. The first is that renewing of the mind, exactly as you're saying, that we must not dissuade people or persuade them otherwise when they are not going to go to Bible school at first and stand behind the pulpit.
Mm.
We must know that whatever God has given to them, if they are good with numbers, if they are good with design in fashion, if they are good with technical, mechanical things for engineering, that is something that God has given to them, wired it into them, so that one day God will call that gift out of them.
Mm.
One day they will stand in a place, that work that they're going to do, the building they're going to design, the fashion that they're going to design, that is exactly where God wants them to show up. And that is how they will bring glory to God.
Mm.
Do you see us having a fashion show in the church? No.
We are
displaying our gifts, our talents, and our abilities in the world, serving God and mankind. And that is how it is meant to be. So the first biggest thing that we need people to understand is what you are doing every day is sacred work. We need to debunk this thing of secular work.
Hmm.
If you read even the, meaning, words have got meaning. And that meaning, you can live and be trapped in the meaning of the words that you use to yourself. If you get up this morning and say, I'm so depressed, you will live
in a state of depression that day. Yeah, you will
that
be
is it.
Depressed.
Even if you were not, you walk into a building at work, and somebody says, oh, are you okay?
Mm.
So you came feeling very good. Are you okay? And you're like, okay, what do you mean? Mm. No, you just don't look very this. You don't. Then you start adjusting yourself. Oh, really? I don't know. I am blessed and highly favored. Oh, no, I'm feeling great. Mm. I'm feeling on top. God told me this morning, I am going to be victorious today in the marketplace.
Mm.
Completely just use different words because we need to debunk the words that are being used.
Mm.
So the one big thing is sacred and secular. The pastor is doing sacred work. You are doing secular work. No. The Bible says, everything we do, do it as unto the Lord.
Mm.
So the gift that is given to us, God never calls everybody to stand behind the pulpit.
Mm-mm.
God did not even call us just to be in the church. He called us to the church to be equipped and for us to go out. How many times did you see Jesus in the church, in the Bible? How many miracles did Jesus perform in the temple?
Was he an evangelist? Was he a missionary?
Exactly. Thank you. Jesus was there in the marketplace in Mark 5. 50,
and he was a carpenter.
Thank you. Mark 6:56. And he was out there, a carpenter. His disciples, they were also people out there in the marketplace. Jesus did it. There was a Luke, was a doctor. Matthew, tax collector. So he used those everyday people to give glory to God. And I am encouraging people. So the first one, Sibongile, as you're saying, is the mindset. The first one is, how are we going to let people understand what you are doing there as an agriculturalist, what you are doing there as a doctor, what you are doing there as a student getting ready to go into the marketplace? That's where God is going to, equip you to function and to create impact. And that is where God is going to give you influence. The Bible even says, your gifts will make room for you and bring you before men of influence. Other translations says it will bring you before kings. And I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my gifts is speaking.
Mm.
One of my gifts is the prophetic. My gift, my speaking has brought me before kings, literally palaces in different nations.
Mm-hmm.
Just my gift.
Mm.
Just my gift. Not, they didn't hear about my credentials. They did not ask for my CV. just my gift has made me to stand before kings. So I want to encourage someone today, you're undermining the gift that God has given to you. Oh, Lord, I'm just, I'm just a marketing person. Father, I'm just a domestic worker. You, a domestic person, a domestic helper, working in our homes. That is one of the spheres of influence. Family.
I remember the story of
happening.
I remember the story of Naaman. Is it Naaman who had to be dipped into?
Who had a girl?
Yeah, yes. And there was a girl from a Jew who was working in her house. She was doing domestic work. Uh huh.
That's it. And we undermine that, but you are there. You can intercede for that family. Mm. You can see. You see all things about the family. You are raising children. Sometimes you are already in a sphere of influence. That's why I said. So let me say, every single person is at least. All right. Three of these spheres of influence.
Another question from a family member. Can Mamuchumi please explain to me the difference between the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and gifts? Mm. Ma?
So the fivefold ministries that Jesus gave, remember Jesus is head of the church?
Yeah.
So he gave these gifts of apostles, so it's people, right? So apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the equipping of the saints. So these ministers in the church are supposed to be ministers who are totally, totally understanding that their work is to be equipping us.
Mm.
We who are listening to it. So I come on Sunday, I'm with all 100 of us, 500, 5,000 of us listening. We are to be equipped by that gift. Then when you go to, and that is Ephesians 4. Now when you, I'm going to address the other gifts. So if you go to 1 Corinthians 12, for example,
mm-hmm.
there the Holy Spirit says there's diversities of gift and there's different ways of operating them.
Mm.
The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge,
understanding, counsel,
tongues, interpretation of tongues. So those are the gifts that we then have been given. So when we do our work of ministry, as I'm there as an HR person, with the gift of prophecy, somebody comes into my office, they may be okay, they may not be okay. But the Holy Spirit tells me, ask the person about their children, ask them about their husband, ask them about something.
Mm.
That is the word of wisdom now operating. I'm sitting with one of the managers, and the Holy Spirit gives me a word of knowledge to say this person is sick, is not well.
Mm.
So that is what those gifts are about. So that's the difference.
Okay.
The gift in Ephesians 4 is the ministry gifts. Who are the people who are equipping us, and the other gifts are the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us that we then operate as complementary gifts when we are doing our vocation.
Okay.
And then there's another set of gifts in Romans 12, the gifts that God gives, and those are the more natural ones. You show up in the world with them.
Mm.
That's why I was saying it's a person who's got a natural inclination to do something.
Mm.
They have a natural gift of leadership.
Okay.
They have a natural gift of giving.
All right. So, hello to Koli. How are you, Koli? Saying morning, Spongile and Mom Prudence listening. Thank you. And then Shalom J says, blessing, Spongile and Mom. My daughter is gifted in creative, is it art and designing? Others want her to go do a 9-to-5 secular job list for the sake of an income. Is it making her, it is making her depressed. How do we leave out these gifts and talents until there is finances to sustain ourselves?
So what I always say is that we must first discover the gift. So if you have discovered the gift in your daughter, God has given her that gift for a purpose. And I believe prudence. I believe that God would not give you a gift here, this one side, and your provision is completely on a different side.
Mm.
So if you can see athletes, if you can see people who are singing, and people who've got artistic gifts and creative gifts, if we nurture those gifts, why are some painters, people are buying paintings of millions of dollars? It's because that person nurtured that gift and believed in it, esteemed that gift, and kept on believing that that is what they're in the world to do. There are people who are singing. There are people who are singing very well.
Mm.
They're in the township. They are in our homes. And we don't nurture the gift. Oh, no, go and study and be a doctor and go and do something. Go and be a lawyer, whatever.
Mm.
But God, who created that person, God, decided to give that gift to that child, to that person, for a reason and a purpose.
Mm.
Just like me. I'm good with people.
Mm.
Right? So I'm in HR. And by speaking, by training people, facilitating sessions, here this very speaking gift has taken me to be stand before kings internationally in all manner of institutions around the world, literally. Why? My parents were also saying the same thing. They were like, a pastor? Oh my God, is this why we sent you to school? We said, oh my, pastors are not even rich people. Is this why we sent you to school? But because I believed in the gift, I kept on polishing it. And today here I'm sitting and speaking to you. So the gift is making room for me. When people invite me internationally, I'm going to the U.S. I've been invited to Netherlands. I've been invited to Kenya just this year. Just by believing in the gift that God has given to me, whilst my parents would have wanted me to do something else. So I was just encouraging you to nurture yourself, to nurture the gift. The reason why people think it's not profitable is because of world systems. It's because then you get a manager and that person takes all the money and then other people. But God gave that gift for a purpose, and I believe that your provision is in your gift.
All righty then. Ma, let's take a break, and then your time flies. Mara, we understand. time is so jealous. All right, let's do this.
The Hilton Road Garage is a 24-hour petrol station, select shop, and ATM. Hilton Road Garage is situated in Hilton on route to Durban, just outside Pietermaritzburg. Go well, go shall. Call us on 033-343-3275.
Ready to transform your life and career through adventure? At the Adventure Institute, located at the stunning Bahama Lodge, we provide top-tier training in outdoor and adventure skills. Whether you're looking to break into the adventure industry or seeking personal growth, our expert instructors with global experience will guide you. Embrace risk, conquer challenges, and unlock endless opportunities, all in the heart of nature. Your adventure starts now. Visit adventureinstitute.co.za to discover our courses and begin your journey today.
Masim to me is a Holkonge Tawing of 5 o'clock XN no Ayanda Nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
That's where you're at. It is 657 AM with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we have the news with Wemvain and Rousseau. And after that, you have Perspective with Germany, Yanni Belser. And after that, Lukom Kwedi Putis with you on Heart to Heart from 12 up until 3. But right now, I'm with the Marketplace Queen, and we are talking about the spheres of influence with her and how we ought to show up in those places. Christa bezeder no doen dit met u mee koning. Ek hoop alles is reg met u. Laat ek sien if I can interpret that, and then we'll take it from there. But Ma, okay, let's sum up, because I want to know what's happening with this. I know we're talking spheres of influence, but there's something cooking in the International Marketplace Summit.
Yes. So we've got the Mastering Your Spheres of Influence virtual event on the 5th of April at 5 p.m. Mastering Your Spheres of Influence virtual event. And we are going to bring leaders from around the world to come and encourage you, to tell you about how do you integrate your faith with purpose, your gift, and your passion. Faith, purpose, gift, and passion. So don't miss out. We've got a speaker from Kenya, Angie Murenga. She is amazing. She is absolute dynamite. Then we have Minister Churchill Selatole from South Africa, and he is absolutely amazing. You know, he preached at a session last year. I was on my feet for maybe an hour of his teaching. I could not sit down. So I can't wait for him to come. So Minister Churchill. Then we've got Alexander Emonche. From the Netherlands, he's going to be there. Then we also have Ndumi Madupi. She's also a businesswoman, formidable child of God, who's going to tell us about her journey. And then yours truly. So we've got five speakers from three nations at the Mastering Your Spheres of Influence virtual event. So you can it's a virtual event. And we also want to encourage everyone to sponsor a young person to attend. We must pour ourselves into the next generation, because God never just blesses one person. He wants us to bring our young people along. So you can book your ticket by going to www.imsonline.co. www.imsonline.co, not .com, .co. Mm-hmm. And you can also call us on the office line, 063-361-4417, where you can get the link to register. But you can get it, you can get it on our website. Mm-hmm. And register there. It's only 200 rand, and we are bringing all these speakers from around the world to come and be a blessing to you so that you can master your fear of influence where you're operating every day.
Say it again, on which day, and how do we sponsor a young person?
How you sponsor a young person, you can just call our office line or also go and get our office line on the website, and then you can buy a ticket for a young person. So we've got three ticket times where you can sponsor a young person, and we will pick that up, and you can either find a young person yourself, or you can ask us to give that contribution to you towards a young person. Mm. So you can just buy the ticket online as well, or you can call the office, and we will give you our bank details, and then you can tell us that you would like us to find a young person that can be sponsored.
All righty then. And the numbers for the office, 063-361-4417.
063-WIONLINE.CO, where you'll also get all the information.
All righty then. Krista Bezeda note is like, yo, again, it's too good to be true. Think again! She's like really excited. My queen, your closing statements to the family of Radio Pulpit.
Yeah. Mm. So, Radio Pulpit family, I want to say that sometimes we are praying for answers. Sometimes we are praying for a blessing to come our way. And sometimes God brings it right to your doorstep. It is about acting. You know, the Bible says it's not just being a doer of the, just not being a hearer of the word, but it's being a doer of the word. We have poured our hearts out to you this morning. We've come with teaching. We've come with the word this morning. Now it's for you to act. It's for you to go to that website, get on your registration done. It is for you to say, Lord, I am trusting that it's not by accident that I'm hearing this message this morning. Yeah. I have been praying and I haven't been knowing which direction to turn. Mm-hmm. And here you are bringing these gifts. That's what the Bible says. He gave us these gifts. And there we have five gifts from three different nations coming. So don't miss out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely make sure that you are there. And as I said, you are operating on at least three of those spheres of influence. Everybody, mm-hmm. at least three of them. So you want to make sure that you are equipped so that mm-hmm. you're not losing. You know, believers, Christians are not winning. Mm-hmm. They are not winning. If you look at the marketplace, mm-hmm. if you look at who's taking over, who's buying buildings, who is sending children to school, who's sponsoring, it's not believers. Because we have not really tapped into the economy of God. And that is what we want to talk to you about. You're not going to win if you continue as you are. So come to the spheres of influence mm-hmm. and come and hear how others are making it in their spheres of influence.
All righty then, my queen. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. And you always push us. You're pushing us. when one day the Lord will ask us questions, didn't I send her?
I sent my servant.
Yeah.
I sent my servant.
So thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. And I can't wait to be talking to you again very soon. I know we're still going to continue with the spheres of influence.
Yes.
So may God awesomely bless you. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
My family, that is Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And do remember that you can't miss out on great opportunities that are presented to you. Make sure that you go check on their website, on IMS's website, www.imsonline.co. Alternatively, find out more about this event on 063-361-4417. Let's be equipped and occupy till Jesus comes. I am signing out and saying hello to Germany, Yanni Belser. Next up is the news with Wimvenant Rousseau. And yes, my family, you and I are going to meet on Friday. We are going to meet on Heart to Heart from 12 o'clock up until 3 o'clock. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I only see Martino Malembe's message right now coming through saying, hi, family. Hi, how are you, Martino? And thank you so much for being with us all the way from Edebeni. And I'm going to leave you, my family, with the sounds of CRC music, Making Rivers. Love you. Bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.